Your question? Your question, Rick?
All righty. Case number 10033, Delaware Renewable Energy Company, LLC, southeast of Route 1, 1,162 feet southeast of Road 268. A special use exception for a windmill.
Name and address.
Tom Colucci, 30287 Anna B Street, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
He's going like this.
Joseph Johnson, 8 Lighthouse Way, yes. Lewis, Delaware.
Oh.
Just a quick testimony.
Yeah.
I'm a testimony. He will.
Put your hands over there. Both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
A couple of months ago, a company called NextGen came to talk about putting up some windmills in Sussex County. There were two windmills that they were speaking about, one in Nassau in Lewis, mm-hmm. and the other one in Rehoboth Beach. One was rejected and one was accepted. I've put a little information together in regards to what the objections were at that meeting. So I have a little information I'd like to hand out. There were two problems, or two objections, actually, specifically about the noise that it might generate and also about the aesthetics of the product. I took the liberty over the weekend on Saturday to walk around the neighbors of the location that was installed in Rehoboth Beach. Out of seven neighbors that I was able to speak with, all seven of them said that they hear no sound, and these were immediate neighbors, four across the street, three behind. The two neighbors adjacent to them were not available. One neighbor said that it didn't really like the look of it. It's okay here, but I really would not like to see it on every house in the neighborhood. The other six neighbors said it looked fine. They were all right with that. What I've done on this piece of information is I broke out the first one. The first sheet is about the SkyStream 3.7. That's the system that we'll be installing. If you recall, back in November, the system was a vertical axis wind turbine. It looks a little bit different than this. This is a little bit more traditional looking as a windmill. On the third page, you'll see that I have some information about the sound, the decibel levels of the system. In particular, what you'll notice in the sound report is that the system does not create sound until it gets to about 8 meters per second. You'll see right above that, that's about 18 miles an hour. At that point in time, it's going at about 45 decibels. And only after it gets up to about 27 miles per hour wind speed does the sound get above 50 decibels. And on the lower right-hand corner, I just give you an idea of what 50 decibels sounds like. Essentially, it's about a conversational level of two people having a conversation. That's about 50 decibels. Unless, of course, you're from New York like myself, where it's more like 70 decibels, but we'll get into that some other time. On the third page, what I do is I'm telling you a little bit about how often the wind occurs at that level. You'll see it's highlighted in the middle. It's slightly grayer on that spreadsheet. I'll just hold that up so if anybody's not on that page. It comes out to about less than 1% of the time that the wind in that location will blow above 17 or 18 miles an hour. So I just wanted you to understand that it's not a consistent noise. Also, Joe had mentioned to me in the car ride over here that, hey, when it's blowing that hard, the wind makes noise as well. So it probably will be drowned out by the wind itself, the sound of the system. On the next page, I have a breakout. I have a Google Earth shot of the location to give you an idea of about how far the buildings are from the location that we're planning on installing. Now, that if you turn it that way, you'll notice in the lower left-hand corner there's a measurement. This circle is about 285 feet wide, to give you an idea. I estimate that the house or the buildings to the, I believe that's the north, the northwest, these buildings over here away from the red-topped buildings, I estimate they're about 80 feet from the location that we're intending on installing. So again, about the sound, it's as if somebody 80 feet away from you were having a conversation, 1% of the time.
If that.
Yep. In all honesty, I don't know if sound is really an issue. I think it's something more of people, since we don't have a lot of windmills put up in the area, that they think, hey, it's going to be noisy. So I think it's going to be noisy. As we install more and more, I think that that objection will fade away. After that, what I've done is I've taken some Photoshop opportunities and just giving you an idea of what it'll look like from different locations at the site. I won't say that this is a perfect representation. I'm pretty good on scale. I think it's pretty close. But it does give us a generalized idea of what we can expect the windmill to look like from various locations around the system. And finally, on the last pages, I just have other pictures of the windmill at on residential locations.
So do you have any of these up around here?
Any of these? No. This will be the first SkyStream 3.7, or first historical-looking windmill, I'll call it, that'll be installed in Sussex County. This would only, if you approve this, would only be the second windmill approved for residential use in Sussex County. I'm not sure what type of time frame we're talking about there, but recently.
It's actually on a commercial property, though.
I apologize. Yes, this is a commercial property.
Yeah, but we are surrounded by residential.
Thank you.
I tried to find that yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, Jiffy Way, right?
Yes, right behind Jiffy Lube.
Right. You and I were there. You didn't find it?
No.
Oh.
I went by Jiffy Lube.
Well, I live there, I guess.
You go by it every day, and I go by it every other week, so.
They just named the road recently for 911. There was no name on that road. It was just a private road that the developer had put in. And they just named it Jiffy Way and gave us a new 911 address. That's probably why you couldn't find it.
Done.
Didn't want to name it Shore Electric.
That's why.
Yeah, no, they wouldn't do it.
Yeah, which I know. Yeah, they just changed that.
Yeah, they did.
So I take it you were here for the hearings before.
We felt it was important for us to support windmills in Sussex County, so we came and testified I in particular testified for NextGen. And was happy to see that we did approve it and install one turbine.
Is it my understanding that this is this kind of turbine is a little louder than the one that we had approved?
Yes. If you recall the conversation or the testimony, I think the conversation centered around that the decibel level was about rustling of leaves, about that level, if I recall correctly. This is louder. It is higher than the other one, so it won't be as it's further distance. And also, as I mentioned, it's about the level of a conversation.
Okay.
Mr. Lucio, what impact, if any, does the windmill have on surrounding properties?
In regards to...
Does it affect the uses of properties? Does it affect the value of other properties?
What analysis there's been of renewable energy units on property has shown that it actually increases the value nearby. Now, that's not empirical evidence, but there has been some studies that have shown it's increased the value of neighborhoods, of homes nearby. As for usage, I don't believe there's anything that you couldn't do on your property with a windmill next door, especially the distance we're talking about in this particular case.
80 feet.
The standard for granting the special use exception for which you're requesting is that you show that such an exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. You don't feel that it will?
No, I don't. I don't feel it will affect them. Maybe you can't throw a football across it. That's about it's about the only thing I can think of that that would affect it. Obviously, you wouldn't want to string any cable or telephone wire there, but I don't believe that's it's all developed right near there, so I don't believe that will there'll be any problem there. Excuse me.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
So what's this windmill going to power? What are you going to use it for? To power what?
Our office. I'm just trying to help our country not be so dependent on foreign oil. And it's just going to put energy back into our Shore Electric, our office building. It's just to run our you know, our computers and our printers and our copiers and, of course, our lighting around the building at night. I'm just strictly trying to quit using so much electricity.
You're going to use it for yourself?
Yes, for my
business.
Your business and your office and stuff?
Yes.
Is it, how much will it do? Will it do your whole business or just the lighting?
I wish. No. We're hoping for around a third, I would say. Correct me if I'm wrong.
We're estimating that you should get somewhere between about 30,000 kilowatt hours a year, and Joe probably uses somewhere around 9,000 or 10,000 kilowatt hours a year.
Okay. And when your demand is less than the generation of the windmill, the power would go back to the power company?
That's correct.
And it saves it up.
Pay me for it. You know, I'm sure the bad's going to weigh out the good. You know, I'm going to use more electricity than it's going to generate, but if that is the case, that is true, they will.
It's not wasted energy.
It's not wasted energy, exactly.
Good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
What type of material is this made from? Is it fiberglass? Or?
The blades are made from wood and fiberglass. The housing for the unit itself is made from fiberglass. And I believe the tower itself is made from steel.
It says here the survival wind speed is 140 miles per hour.
Yes.
Hopefully it would always survive.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. My office wouldn't be there.
We'll have a lot of things to worry about if it gets past that, right?
Any further questions? Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one, two. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I don't see where the request would substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties. I make a motion we approve case number 10,033.
Have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,033. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, have indeed. A good night.
You want to take your 5-minute break?
Okay.
Board stand recess for about. Okay, I'll now call the board back in session. We have the next case, please.
Case number.